Random House Audio presents Lady Vernon and Her Daughter, a novel of Jane Austen's Lady Susan, by Jane Rubino and Caitlin Rubino Bradway, read by Susan Dewedon. Volume 1, Town and Country. Chapter 1. A woman with neither property nor fortune must ward off this affliction by cultivating the beauty, brilliance, and accomplishment that will blind a promising suitor to the want of a dowry. When she is securely married, she may suspend her own improvement and turn her energies toward the domestication of her husband and the acquisition of wealthy suitors for their daughters. Still, she must never sink to complacency, but always keep sharp, for it may be her unfortunate lot to survive her spouse, and she will be thrown back upon her wits once more. This principle became the subject of debate one evening between Sir William Martin and his lady. He observed that a young woman of marriageable age must always be accomplished and handsome, while a gentleman was under no such obligation. "I cannot agree with you, Sir William," protested his lady. "It is not nature, but circumstance, that determines how far one must exert. Personal advantages are no less necessary to a male than to a female, save in the case of a first-born son. He may be as coarse as he likes, but unless he is quite sickly, his younger brothers will be obliged to cultivate a superior mind, a pleasing manner, and a handsome face."
"Well, if you are right," answered her husband, who was too good-humoured to argue.